And Henry Layton in Norwich, you had huge success with your second novel that you published with Galley Beggar, which was Emma McBride's A Girl is a Half-Formed Thing, which went on to win a number of prizes, the Goldsmiths Prize, the Bailey's Award for Women's Fiction, formerly known as The Orange. You've started a second imprint, Propolis, which does non-fiction and children's and so on.
Yeah.
Recent figures show that the market share of the big three publishing conglomerates is at its lowest since 2000. Now, obviously, they have economies of scale that you can never emulate. But what do you have that the big guys don't?
Wow, God, that's interesting. I think it's, you know, the next thing that we're doing is a children's book. I think it's the ability to see a piece of work that someone brings in. And it's like the renaissance in the food culture of going back to locally made, small, individual practitioners. And we're going to publish this book by this fantastic artist who basically lives in a shed in a field outside Norwich. And he doesn't have an agent. And he approached a few publishers and they really did just dismiss him and say, this is rubbish. He showed me these illustrations. And I, you know, we sell a lot of children's books in our shop. And I would be clamoring to get hold of this book had it been published by someone.